Well, that's me out of hospital. 2 weeks ago, I had my new hip. A doctor said the old one looked like something the dog had had. I've got to say, that's how it felt as well. Anyway, I've now got a fine new one, made of titanium, would you believe? I don't know whether that's going to set off the buzzers when I next go to Heathrow, but I'm very proud of it. I'm limping around a bit at the moment, but it's getting better every day. It needs to, because I need to get to go sailing pretty soon. I'm absolutely booked in for June to go off with Ros and Constance to Scotland, and if I can't do it, I'm going to, I don't know, hang myself in the shower, I think. But at the moment, things are looking good. Everything except getting out of the dinghy should be easy. Well, now, I've backed off my work a bit while I've been away, because I don't want to have too much strain and stress for the next month or so. But a most remarkable thing happened. Just before I went into hospital, I got a lovely job. My old pal Brian May, who runs Berth on Boat Company down at Lymington, he's always got something up his sleeve. You never know what he's going to do next. He runs a fine outfit down there. He's very big on apprentices. He's always got young men in there who are learning how to do the job so that the skills continue, etc. We all know the benefits of that, but he's actually doing it, so good for him. Well, now, his brokerage, run by Sue Grant, Berth on International, are involved with FPBs, which are slow, comparatively slow, but incredibly economical, big modern motor yachts. I say big, I mean they're big for the likes of you and me, but they're not big for Mr. Abramovich. These boats are 60, 70, maybe 80 feet long. The one I'm involved with is a boat called Grey Wolf, and she is capable of, I think, something like 15 knots when she's really going for it. But at a cruising speed of 9.5 or maybe 10, she's only burning about 3 or 4 gallons of diesel an hour. I mean, can you believe that? This great big motor yacht, compared with these great huge things that look like, oh goodness knows, I don't want to be too rude, but you know what I mean. They're pumping swimming pool full of water through their cooling system, and they're making a lot of noise and a lot of wash, and it probably costs you £500 to go to Guernsey and back from the south coast of England. It's not very nice, really, I don't think. I mean, they're a lot of fun, and I think in a sense they make good family boats for some people, but compared with these FPBs, well, you know, it's a different world. Now, the thing about this boat is, the Grey Wolf, she's got a range of 5,000 miles. Get that? Motorboat, 5,000 miles. So she can do things that normally are the born of only us sailor men. Actually, Steve Dashew, who designed her, was a sailor himself and has done some pretty serious ocean walloping. So he knows all about this stuff. And the boat goes where she goes. She tries to work the winds as best she can. She stays out of bad weather, because if you can do 10 knots and you've got all the modern comms, you can do that. Or at least, you're in with a chance of doing it, but there's always one waiting to catch you out and club you on the back of the head. But she's in with a good chance of finding decent weather. And she's just set out from New Zealand, bound for Lymington in the United Kingdom. She's going to come halfway around the world in a quarter of the year. She left just recently, 2 or 3 days ago, and she's hoping to be in Lymington by early summer. Her first stop's Tahiti, and I've got a blog going with Jack, who's the apprentice who's currently on board from Berthon. It's great, isn't it? This lad's been sent all the way to New Zealand. He's palled up with one of the apprentices from the Kiwi yard that's built the boat. And the two of them are helping to crew this boat as she sets out across the mighty Pacific Ocean, bound for Tahiti, where the grass skirts swirl in the trade wind. And I think they're pretty excited about it, really. They're having a marvellous time. They were very slow starting because a cyclone came their way, and they had to wait for that to pass and dodge it. But the passage plan's fascinating. One plan for the trip to Tahiti was to do the Great Circle, which they've ended up doing. But there was another option if there was cyclones around. They were going to stay south of the cyclone belt till they got south of Tahiti. By then, any disturbances would probably have passed through, and they were going to flop over, as it were, onto the starboard tack and motor straight up north. It put 500 miles on the trip, but it was going to saved them a lot of grief, but as it's happened, they haven't had to do that. When they go from Tahiti to Panama, they're in the trade wind teeth all the way, but they're not, you see, because they're going to go into the doldrums, go straight up to the intertropical convergence zone and motor on up there. The owner, Peter, is an excellent fellow. I met him for dinner in London a couple of months ago. What a cracking chap, and what a visionary to have this boat built when so many other people are just buying big, fast gas guzzlers. This is a planet-friendly vessel, if ever there was one. Godspeed her and good luck. You can find her on Berthon's website. It says follow Grey Wolf's epic voyage or something on the top line. So go to Berthon UK or whatever it is. I think it's just probably just put Berthon into Google and you get there. And you'll see what's up. I think it's really exciting and I'm very pleased to be involved. You never expected to hear me say I'd be pleased to be involved with a motorboat, did you? But this is different. This is intelligent motorboating. Talk to you about it again soon. Bye.